This is the brief on supporting workforce language training for better safety and business outcomes. So these ideas come from materials written for employers in places like, say, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And they make a really clear case that supporting English learning for your non-English speaking employees isn't just a nice to have. It's a critical investment that cuts your risks, lowers costs, and honestly, just strengthens your local labor pool. Okay, so first, and this is huge, language support is a key safety measure. The data is pretty stark. Latino immigrant workers, for example, faced fatality rates that are way higher than the general workforce. But when employees can really understand their training, you see a huge jump in safety awareness and using the right protective gear. It just reduces misunderstandings about hazards. Second, you get immediate financial and legal benefits. Think about it. Fewer accidents means lower workers' comp costs and less downtime. Plus, when your training and safety info is crystal clear, you're staying on the right side of OSHA. That's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. It shows you've done your due diligence and helps you avoid some pretty big fines. And finally, supporting local literacy councils actually helps build a better workforce for you. By helping groups like the Portage County Literacy Council, you're investing in a more reliable, skilled local labor pool. That helps with hiring and keeping good people. Plus, it's a great way to show your business cares, and you get recognized for it too. Investing in language training delivers real returns by making your workplace safer, cutting costs, and building up your local talent.